This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Okay, you just got to sing faster if you want to match the tone. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, really, it just gets crazier and crazier. Listen, retired General Paul Vallely will join me later on this hour, after the first break, actually. And he's got his pulse on the Middle East. He's got his pulse on what our allies, quote-unquote, how they feel about us. Do we still have friends in Europe? Do we still have friends in the Middle East? Do we really want to be like the European Union or not? I mean, seriously. I say no. That's not easier for me. I say no. You know, and we've been told we need to be more like them. You know, because they're socialist. They all, quote-unquote, take care of each other. But Germany is having its share of problems right now. Aren't they? They're giving out negative bonds. That's right. So they're already doing what we've talked about a million times on this show. Okay? We've talked about the... I should love it. We've talked about the negative bailouts, or the bail-ins, as they're called, on the show a dozen times, where these countries are taking your retirement dollars. And they don't technically, they don't take them. Right? I mean, think about it. They don't really take the money. They just kind of freeze it and tell you, when you absolutely have to have it, we'll work something out. Right? Think about it. This is how this works. And the loons on the left, they look at this and they don't really care. I mean, can you help me understand? They can't care. That there's no way in this sweet God's earth that they care about what's going on in Europe and then want us to be more like them. Anyhow, it's just always. Amazing to me. Let's see. Crazy stories. I love crazy stories. I really do. I love the stories that make absolutely no sense, and the logic of the left can't explain them. Yeah, tomorrow night I'm going to dissect a pseudo-protest. People came up and thought the Trump rally people, but you got to hear the conversation. And you'll hear it tomorrow night. So, Missouri U... Orlando Vigil gets completely derailed after one of the activists denounces white people. So much for inclusivity, right? A peace vigil held in remembrance of the victims of the Orlando terror attack at the University of Missouri was completely derailed after one of the speakers began denouncing white attendees. And an angry white couple, began shouting back. Now, there was a local news source at the scene, got it all on camera. One person said, "I was really nervous to get up there because there's a lot of white people in the crowd," an activist said. "That wasn't a joke," she added after a few nervous chuckles. She continued to complain that the large group of white people who had come out for the peace vigil never came out to support Black Lives Matter. We're not there for that, are we? Not what we're talking about, is it? As much as it's awesome that so many of you are here today, it's like, who are you really here for? She asked. So she's questioning their motives. If I do that, there's a certain name for me, isn't there? The white couple said, "We're here for everybody." And everybody started to applaud. "We are here to be uniting, not dividing, which is what you are doing now," another man from the audience yelled. He and his husband began a shouting match. He and his husband. So here's a white gay couple pushing back on you. You want to talk about race relations? You want to talk about how much divisiveness this administration has put on the people, allowing this stuff to happen? So he and his husband began a shouting match with the activists on the stage. It ended when they were removed by security. Right here on this stage, they're segregating us as a community, one of the men, Carl Brizantine, told the local news source after they were kicked out. They're making it a racial issue. It's not a racial issue at this point. And he's right. It's not a racial issue. Okay? No, no. This is a hate issue. This is a hate issue that had nothing to do with color. This is a hate issue that had everything to do with somebody who claimed to be of a religious group that ended up going after someone or ended up killing almost 50 people. Not a race issue. Did he just kill black people? I don't know. I must have missed that. Did he just kill black people? No. And he didn't go after just Asian people? Well, then a Black Lives Matter probably wouldn't care then. Actually, it shows you how hypocritical they are. And actually what it shows you is, see, I keep changing my mind here. What it actually shows you is they really don't believe that all lives matter. Go ahead, work that one out in your head. They actually don't believe that all lives matter. Or this would have had a different outcome now, wouldn't it? Or this would have been more inclusive, wouldn't it? Seriously, it's what I've been telling you guys all along. They don't want equality, they want control. No, come on. They don't want equality, they want control. You think like us, you do what we told you to do, you head in the direction we told you to head, or else you hate us. Right? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, look, I can get information out to you, the information that says, here's who's going to be on, here's what we're going to be talking about. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can give you information on the show. You got to give me your email address. You got to get it. Head over to the website, top right-hand corner of the website. There's a box up there. And the box says, hey, put your email address here for weekly updates. If you don't like what you're getting, if you think it's junk, then just unsubscribe. It really is that. I don't come to your house. I may come to your house because you subscribe for the first time, but I won't come to your house if you unsubscribe. Seriously. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Stick with us. Retired General Paul Valley joins us right after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase suitcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Hey, head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Give me your email address, right? I send out a weekly email and let you know who's going to be on during the week, the topics we're going to discuss and tackle. And head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But my latest piece up there is the PC police have killed 50 more. And you need, you know, and I lay it out in such a fashion to let you know, this, we can avoid these kind of things. And we may not be able to wipe them out totally, but man, I'll tell you what, we can avoid these type of things if we stop being afraid of turning people in. I don't care what people call me. If I can save 3 lives, and they may want to call me a bigot, a racist, a homophobe, or whatever, too bad. And you need to stop thinking about what your neighbors are going to think about you. You need to stop being worried about what other people are going to label you. Let's put it this way. They may just label you a hero. Right? Think about that. It's not always the negative. They may simply label you a hero. I've got retired General Paul Valley on the line with me. I love it when he's on with me because we get a real, real solid insight of what's going on in this country. The precautions that were taken, if any, to make ourselves safe. I don't think we're taking any at all, but this is my own personal opinion. Major, thanks for joining me today. General, thanks for joining me today.
Okay, Joe. Happy to be with you as always.
Yeah, and you know, Flag Day. I'm not probably the most patriotic guy in the country, but I believe myself to be patriotic. I can't believe how Flag Day went by in a whisper this year. I mean, are we just losing it as a country as to what the flag really means, what it really stands for?
Oh, absolutely, we've lost it, Joe. And you are a patriot, by the way, and a great one. And that's why I enjoy doing your show. Yeah, we've lost direction. And the reason we've lost direction because of the lack of leadership direction in this country. And it not only applies to the White House and Obama, it applies to Congress. It applies even to our senior military today, members of the intelligence community. We are a rudderless country right now, and the quicker we can have a change in government, the better we're going to be.
I agree with you. I so agree with you. You know, it's interesting. I was telling you during the break that President Obama yesterday came out and attacked, for all intents and purposes, he attacked Donald Trump. I have not seen in what is it? He's coming up on 8 years, right? I haven't seen him this mad about anything. I haven't seen this much emotion on his face in almost 8 years. And who's he mad at? He's mad at the guy who's calling him out for his cowardice and his inability to take care of ISIS. Do you agree?
Well, no, I totally agree, because he lives in a parallel universe. I think he's a narcissistic individual that doesn't care about the country. He really doesn't. He cares about himself and what he calls his legacy. He's totally inept, and that goes with the people that he surrounded himself with. And he surrounded himself by a number of Islamists, people that really believe in Sharia. Valerie Jarrett, then they had Uma Abedin there working for Hillary Clinton. They've got the CIA director, Brennan, who switched to Islam when he was in Saudi Arabia. They've infiltrated our government. And I made a statement earlier, Joe. We have got to realize that we are at war. And we are at war against radical Islam. We're at war against countries that support international radical Islam terrorism. And until we declare war, and this is what Congress is supposed to do, is declare war. They've not taken any steps to move towards that. Now, by going to war in the War Powers Act, we delineate who the enemies are, and we basically formulate strategies to defeat those enemies. We also pull together all of our intelligence operations from the national level, federal level, down to the local level. Now, you know, the FBI and the local police are in what we call law enforcement. But when you're at war, it takes the military working with law enforcement, especially when you have domestic warfare going on, not just international, overseas warfare. And where's the Director of National Intelligence pulling together all local intelligence, all federal intelligence, on these purveyors of radical Islam? You know, 91% of the people on the watch list, they can go get a gun.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that they had this guy, what, three times, maybe even four. And they said they had nothing solid to hold him on and keep him on the list on. I'm thinking, wait a minute, you have direct ties to Al-Qaeda. You have direct ties on his computer to, you know, terrorism and what have you. This wasn't just a passing fancy where he was infatuated with what they were doing but wouldn't step out. He beat his, I can't say he beat his wife, but he threatened to hit her on several occasions. Employees were saying that he was, just uncontrollable at times. This is not a guy you take off the watch list.
No, he's got to be on the watch list. They've got to be watching him, interrogating him. And if he is aiding and abetting the enemy, then he needs to be tried under treason. They need to take those that even that are not U.S. citizens, for example, and they need to take them out of the country.
Yep.
And we're not doing the things we need to do, but we've got to be on a war footing. This is so serious to our future.
Well, they don't see it that way. See, I think it's really funny because you see the
they're
people
afraid,
on the left. Bingo. They keep coming back and saying, you know, like Hillary Clinton, I was watching her earlier give her a speech, and she said, we have to reach out to the Muslim communities more. Mm-hmm. We have to, invite them in, make them feel like they belong here. I'm thinking, are you serious? Really? That's your answer to 50 people being shot.
Because she doesn't understand. She's just damn stupid. As a botanist. I mean, these are stupid, idiotic people that we have. And the amateurism within the departments, the inability of the weak members of Congress, like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and, of course, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, these people need to be replaced. We cannot function as a government today and survive protecting our children in our communities with these kinds of people in office. We've got to take charge in this country, Joe.
Well, actually, really,
and the people have to do it. Got to get off your ass and do something.
I'm with you. I am so with you. I keep telling people, you know what? You keep sending people to Washington to keep screwing you. Vote them out. You got 2 years. Get them out of there and get somebody that cares. Look, I see Ryan, and we're running out of time for the segment, but I see Ryan as a first shot at progressive Republicanism. I see him as part of the first group of Republicans that are far more progressive than, you know, conservatives would like to see them be, and they're kind of flying under the radar with a few of us catching them. You got any thoughts on that?
Well, no, they're coming out. I mean, you see them in Congress each and every day. They don't get a damn thing done that I can measure. And you know, I'll give you a good example. We can talk about it in the next segment of forming a military council tribunal where we bring people together from Congress, White House, CIA, and the Defense Department. They sit down every afternoon at 4 o'clock and they map out what this country's going to do to protect itself, just like the Indian chiefs used to do.
Hold that thought. I really do want to talk about it on the other side. I think that's a great idea. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Got a lot more with retired General Paul Vallely right after this. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health Liquid Vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You better be buying American-made. We have 94,700,000 Americans out of work. If you're buying anything from anywhere else, or you're not at least trying to buy American first, shame on you. That's all I had to say, is shame on you. That is way too many Americans out of business. Manufacturing is being moved overseas. Let me see. It was two major trucking companies. It was Freightliner and another one that are laying off a total of about 2,200 people. If they're not making trucks, it means we're not moving product in this country. That's what it means. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. I am your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I've got retired General Paul Valley on the line with me, and I always appreciate the time that he spends with me on the air and talking about some of these issues that I don't have a clue of. So thank God he's around to enlighten me and engage here. General, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Joe.
You know, you were talking about a military council tribunal, and you know, people at first are going to go, oh, my God, he wants a coup. He wants to take over with the military. It's not what you're saying at all, is it?
No, it's not really what I'm talking about. And if I was president, I would have done this a long time ago. Here's the situation. You have Congress. You have the executive branch that has the Defense Department and the intelligence apparatus like DIA and CIA, and they're always infighting about strategy, about war, what we should do. Do we have enough funds? Are we cutting the budget too much in the military? So here's our government at odds, what they call the balance of power, but that balance of power is out of balance. Now, if I was president, Trump is going to be our president, I'm very convinced of that, that I would hold every day while we're at war here this War Council Tribunal, and it would be members, selected members of the Senate and the House of Representatives. It would include admirals and generals, and it would include intelligence leaders and the president. And it could be 8 to 10 people. And they sit down every afternoon at 4 o'clock, and they said, okay, here's the situation today. Here's what we need to do. This is how we counter the threats against America. And then you take action. And when you have something like that set up, you have an apparatus now that can develop a strategy. They can proceed forth with a operational plan that's aimed at ISIS, for example. And I know General McInerney and I, General Boykin, General Flynn, we could destroy ISIS in 90 days if we were there. 90 days. And I've worked out a plan how to do that. I can't talk about it on the air, but it's doable when you have a concentrated, focused effort to take on
the enemies of the United States. Why can't you talk about it on the air? The president and Joe Biden, they talk about this stuff all the time, you know? I mean, what's the big whoop, right? I cringe when they get on to talk about a military plan or what we're doing to control ISIS. I go, you know what? Why don't you – don't even do this. Just give them – just send them over the playbook. You know, it'd be so much easier and less aggravating for me, anyhow, because I wouldn't have to watch you on television. But they give away everything. It's just amazing to me.
Guess what? The Russians, they do it. They don't talk about it. Do it, whether you agree with them or not. We talk about everything. We put it on the media. And then these amateurs that we have in government, and they've been around for several decades now, I just get infuriated. And I know the American people are so confused because of the information they're being given, disinformation in many cases, coming from Washington, D.C. And it's time to get real, people. It really is. And, Joe, you're on the real side there. But I had an epiphany, Joe.
Uh-oh.
I do not look through the political prism on anything anymore.
Okay.
I completely divorce myself from political partisan politics.
Good.
I take on and look at the issues as they are. And I'll tell you what, when you take that veil off and you remove that political prism, it gives you a whole new outlook on the world and how to solve things.
Oh, I don't disagree with you. I think what we've forgotten in this country is that we're Americans first, period.
Okay, exactly.
You happen to be a Democrat or Republican or a DTF. Well, whatever you belong to is secondary to what you are first, which is American. And I gotta say this. People are gonna think I'm bragging on my family, but you know, my grandparents came here from Italy. They came here, you know, after the war, and they came here for a better life. And once they got here, they weren't waving Italian flags. They were waving American flags.
They were
proud to be here. They were proud of what they were making of their lives. And it was a different mindset. But General, we also never lost our heritage. I mean, they never let us forget where they came from and how they got here. So you can have it both ways. You can be staunch, hardcore American citizens who love this country and be, you know, I'm an American of Italian descent. That's how I look at myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very proud of that. I could go on and on and on and just say to people, look, it's okay. We're not asking the Hispanics. We're not asking, you know, people from Middle Eastern countries to give up their quote-unquote heritage, but we are asking you to be Americans first, period.
Now, Joe, here's something I'm going to tell you.
Uh-oh.
I wrote the American First Papers in 2014.
Wow.
I gave that to Trump 2 months ago, that should be his theme, America First. I'll be darned if he didn't take it and run with it.
Oh.
You didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that. I think that's great. I think, you know, the nerve that he's hit, and I've told people, I'm not a political genius, but the nerve that he has hit is he had to take a play from Ronald Reagan. Get people excited about being Americans again. Get them proud about being Americans again. We are not this nasty, big country that oppresses everybody. I am tired of people saying, you know, what the flag represents oppressiveness. When people see that flag in other countries, they get nervous, they get scared. It's such a line of BS. When oppressed people see that flag coming around the corner, that's a hope. That flag is a flag of hope
for
99% of the people that see that flag. And the only 1% that don't see it as a sign of hope are the ones that want control, like the Taliban, like ISIS and others in there. Hey, don't get me wrong on that. That flag is respected around the well, maybe not as much as it was 8 years ago, but
it could be and it could be and will be again. Now, I'm going to give you some advanced information. I'm preparing now for the next theme for Trump that comes from the Revolutionary War and is called The Path to Glory. So I want you to watch for that overall theme to extend the American First theme. The path to glory. America will seek and will achieve a new path to glory in 7 months.
I hope and believe and pray that you're right. I got, you know, the guy doesn't always say it right. You got to admit that. It doesn't always spew out of his mouth the right way. Well, Look at me. I screw it up every day for 3 hours.
So don't lie. But if you mean what you say and you say what you mean, Joe, you never have to apologize.
That's, I'll give you that one. That's true. But, you know, you look at him. He started with Belgium. Everybody jumped on him, and Trump has called every one of these issues out. If we don't, this is going to happen. If we don't start doing this is going to happen. And it's happening, and I think that's what's teeing off the left, don't you?
No, I agree. On the other hand, the infectiousness of having vision, of being able to do your homework, bring good people in around you, and that's what Trump has done, and that's why he's going to prevail. He's getting very good information, and I got in a discussion with a gentleman yesterday. Oh, he talks off the cuff. He just says anything. I said, no, he thinks about what he says. He does his homework. He may not say it like a politician says it, but he does his homework, and he does have good people surrounding him now, and he's taking advice, and that's why his message is getting more refined each and every day.
Look, she has got... I just saw these numbers yesterday, so I haven't verified them yet. Hillary's got almost 900 employees countrywide, okay, helping her run her campaign. He has got, I think he's just a little shy of 100. And I'm telling people, look where he's at today in the polls and everywhere else, with less than 100 employees. If this is a sign of what he can do for us, how he can turn this country around, I'll vote for him 3 times. I'll move to Chicago, vote for him 5 times. You know, it doesn't matter. This is what we need, right?
It's an example of success. It's an example of bringing and hiring good people to make sure your organization moves forward. It can be done in the government. I know that. We did it after Vietnam, after Jimmy Carter, when Ronald Reagan was elected. I was a colonel at that time. The morale was so bad, nobody was signing up. And as soon as Reagan came in with a new message, a new spirit, a new path to glory, then everything changed in the military. And what have we done now? We reversed it again, taking it back down, gutting it, unable to even put two, as the Army Chief of Staff said, two fully capable combat infantry brigades together. Spare parts missing for our helicopters.
Let's talk about that on the other side of the break. I really
sure.
do. I'm Joe Mesquite, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with them. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I don't know.
No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on up there. I want to get right back to my guest. I always enjoy when I have him on. I've got the retired General Paul Vallely on the line with me. And you know what? Every time I get off the phone with him, it's like I want to go stick my head under a pillow somewhere and go, is there hope?
I'm going to give you hope.
Oh, God. You know, we were talking about the military and some of the issues that the military has. This resembles, this looks like, this kind of mirrors what was going on with our military every after Jimmy Carter was president, right?
Yeah, right.
And I did a piece. I don't know. I know you read a lot of stuff, but I did a piece a while back that got a lot of reads, which was why do the Democrats hate the military? And I went down a list of what the Democrat presidents, when they get in, the first thing they take a red pen to, like they don't try to cut anything but the military. That's the first thing they start pounding on, including Clinton when he came in. And thank God for the military men that pushed back. Thank God for some of the people that really pushed back hard, because he was looking to cut $80 billion out of the military budget, which included a lot of people, human resources out of it. What is the mindset there?
We got to offer a little humor here, Joe, through all this travesty that we're facing, don't we?
I got the biggest compliment of my life, I think, a couple of weeks ago. Somebody said, God, after your show, I had to go listen to Alex Jones to get a little upbeat, you know? I went, oh, God. I don't know about that. But I don't want to say hate, because I don't know any of them that have said to me, I hate the military, but it appears that they really don't see the military as an asset to this country.
Well, that's the problem of taking Ivy League people, and whether they come from Stanford or Cal or some of these schools, they're educated and all that. They've never served in the military. They've never put their life on the line. But then these think tanks hire them. They bring them in these bureaucratic positions in government. They have no experience in the operational and real world. And so we're not putting the best people in these positions of influence in our government. And that's why, you know, from the standpoint of facing the future restructuring of our military, it's got to be a situation. It's got to be a situation where, if, when Trump's elected, that he picks the best people he can. Now, I understand he's going to be bringing back some retired generals and admirals, because he doesn't have the patent-type people in our active leadership roles now that we need. So he's on the road to restructuring the military and everybody for what needs to be done, and we just need to get back of a new restructured government.
Well, let me ask you a question about that. You know, you have said in past shows that some of these retired generals, some of these upper-end military people that have left, you kind of had lost faith in. They didn't really fight the way you felt like they should. You know, was it out of fear that they didn't fight? I mean, seriously, and then they're going to fight this time if Trump brings them back to help.
Yes, because that's called inspiration. That's what great leaders do, like Pat and Eisenhower and MacArthur, Admiral Nimitz. They inspire people to accomplish their objectives, whether they're in the infantry or whether they're in the cockpit of an aircraft or whatever, or in a submarine at sea. They've got a mission. They know what that mission is. They're trained for that mission. They have the courage to carry it out because of intense training that they're put through in the military. Then they used to do the same thing in the FBI, the CIA, very well-trained people. But it's gotten so political now that people, even when they get into higher authority, are not allowed to think out of the box, you know. And from that standpoint, you know, it's just absolutely frustrating to a lot of us because we know it can be done.
You know, you sent me something during the break about the amendment to the one of the bills that they're putting up, which would allow them to use funds any way they want to enlist in the military or to bring people into the military, illegal aliens. And that's just there's some. I don't trust these people with anything. Let's just start off there.
Okay. No, I don't trust any of them at all.
Yeah.
Now, we used to bring in and entice legal immigrants to come in and join our armed forces, and they could get a green card right away. Now, that was a good program. It worked for years. Right. But, again, the word legal and legal have to be understood, and everybody talks about immigration, but what Trump's talking about, many of us are talking about, is illegal border crossers coming through our airports and coming across our southern border, for example. These are illegal border crossers, and they've committed offenses that are contrary to U.S. justice. And that's not being enforced, and the Border Patrol people will tell you that. So we've got to go back and fix that, and that's one of the first things the new president's got to do is fix securing this country at our airports, our seaports, and vet people that come in, but they only come in on the legal status and go through that process. If they're illegal, they're returned to wherever they came from.
Did you hear about that liberal journalist who went down to the border and he was going to prove that there really wasn't the problem that the conservatives were making out to be? And he couldn't find one person who didn't want the wall built. He couldn't find one resident, one Border Patrol guy, no one. And when he saw the damage being done, and he was just amazed. And then he said the thing that really... the thing that turned him a little bit was that these people weren't being cold, hard, and cruel about it. They were saying, look, we need to find a compassionate way to allow these people in, but it isn't an open border. It isn't allowing them to do whatever they darn well want to do. And he came back with a whole different viewpoint. And the people at CNN were kind of confused that here they had a liberal journalist that they sent down, came back with a whole different mindset. He saw the light, apparently. I love how these people speak to things they have no clue on. You know, again, look at what's going on over in not even in the Middle East, but in Europe, where you know you've got some of the toughest gun laws. France has some of the toughest gun laws.
Sure.
And you're seeing an increase in violence when it comes to knives. You and I were joking. I said, what are they going to do now? Limit it to an inch and a half knife that you'll be able to use?
And guess who takes advantage of using guns?
No, not the criminals.
Islamists, ISIS.
They're illegal. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Our ghettos, the bad guys. They got guns. Look at Chicago. Murder rate's the highest ever. I mean, this is just ridiculous. That's why my good friend, Sheriff David Clark, when he was out here visiting me a couple months ago, I told him, I said, I've got a new position for you in our new government. He says, what's that? I said, we're going to make you the national sheriff.
I like that.
He laughed. Thought it was funny.
Well, you know,
he's a great guy.
These people that I grew up in Boston, General, and if I wanted a gun, I could go down the street. I could get myself a cup of coffee, a nice little piece of pastry, and the guy would meet me at the bakery store and give me a gun. It wasn't that hard to get, and there was no background check. You know, in California, they're trying to make it so you can only buy one gun a month. All right. And that every time you buy ammunition, that you you have to get a background check. And one legislator is trying to push so that you can only buy ammunition at the target range, at the gun place, and you have to use what you buy. Right? But they think they're smart little butts because this is a way to keep you from having a gun. This is a way of skirting. Well, you own a gun. You have a gun. We're not stepping on the Second Amendment. It's just amazing. The mindset of some of these people.
Oh, it's incredible.
And who are they going to be looking for?
American Europe has been dumbed down so much. And the only people that are progressing or moving forward right now are the Russians and Chinese. Did you hear NATO? Now, I this was just announced this week, Joe. So how ridiculous. Here's NATO that can't seem to accomplish much at all. And Trump was right about NATO. It needs to be refigured or done away with. But they come out now. They're moving 4 battalions into the Baltic states around Russia with 8 different headquarters. As if Russia's the enemy, and they're not. It's ISIS. It's radical Islam. NATO has no plan to attack ISIS in any form at all, and that's the battle right now. So what good are they? Yeah, we're going to send 4 battalions. We're going to put some in Estonia, some in Latvia, and we're going to put 8 new headquarters in, and they're building bridges and training missions around Russia. Give me a break, guys.
I love that. You know, talk about this is like
it's on the news now.
It's like the Keystone Cops, you know, running our government here. It's just amazing to watch these guys run around. Anyway, I can't handle it anymore. It's really funny how they kept telling us to be more like Europe. I know this is off topic here. The president wants us to be more like Europe,
yeah,
right? And look at what Greece. Look what's going on with Greece. With their financial affairs now. Yesterday, now they have negative bonds, which means now you're paying the government to hold your money. Anyway, General, listen, you're doing some great work with your organization. We've got about 30 seconds to tell people how they can get some information on you and your organization.
Well, we have 2 501c organizations. One is the Soldiers Fund for our veterans and our members of our armed forces, called the SoldiersMemorialFund.org. And that's a brand new website we just redid and put up. The second is StandUpAmericaUS.org. And that's another 501 people to join us. We're trying to raise $1 million now to support the various programs that we're involved in. And any kind of support and donation would be appreciated. In any of those 501c's. So thank you, Joe.
Thank you, and we'll pump it up on the show as well. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I've got a lot of crazy stuff to talk about after the break. We'll be right back.